You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back. Sorry, we do not have Lily Peacock on the green desk. We've got Jack Marshall, but he is taking to it like a duck to water, and he's enjoyed himself on there. Today, he spoke with Sam Gibson from Good Nature, an organization which has created a self-resetting trap with an aim to stop biodiversity decline throughout New Zealand, which that humanely kills pests at the same time. Jack had a chat with Gibson about Good Nature's latest work, in which they've set up 1,300 traps around the Whareo forest in an effort to protect New Zealand's native frogs. First up, Sam gives us an insight into what makes these New Zealand frogs so special.
These frogs, I don't know, these frogs are pretty, it's not just a media trip, these frogs are pretty unique. We've got three species of native frog here in New Zealand, and they're all endemic to New Zealand, so they're pretty special. The cool thing about the Archies, I reckon, is that they have no eardrums to start with, so they're not a very vocal frog at all. But they also live in the canopy of trees. They don't need a water source to support their life cycle. Instead of having tadpoles swimming around in, say, lakes or streams or that sort of thing, the female lays the eggs in a sort of mucousy mass on the male's back, and they swim around in that mucousy mass, and he carries them around and on his hunting and foraging missions around the place, so up in the trees and that sort of thing.
It's like the kangaroos of the frog world.
Totally, absolutely. It's quite cool to see, actually. They're really neat little guys. Yeah, and so as he cruises along, as they hatch, all these baby frogs hang out on his back as he cruises along. Kind of like, you know how you see cartoons or pictures of possums in America?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I have, but tell me more.
Oh, right. No, it's just very much the same. They just all clamber on his back and away they go.
And so how did you get into frog work?
Well, I left when I was at university. I made a little bit of extra coin as an ecologist doing frog monitoring up the Coromandel. I'd never seen our native frogs before. And then, got that little job and started crawling around looking for frogs. Yeah, and all the kia and sort of that humid Coromandel habitat is pretty neat. And started seeing them, and from there I've just been like amazed with them. They're just so different to any other sort of frog. Or we do a lot of bird work too in New Zealand, and focus really strongly on endangered birds. But to be able to work with frogs and bats and sort of unique things like that, we just don't have many of those types of animals here in New Zealand.
Which is even kind of more important, the work that you're doing. Would you mind kind of giving us an overview of what you're doing in Good Nature and these kind of traps you're going into?
Well, essentially, we're making self-resetting traps, which it's the next generation of trap, really. We found with single-action traps, we were trapping a lot of rats, and our whole trap line would fill up with rats because in any area there's a lot more rats than there are stoats. And stoats do the most damage to most threatened species. So our challenge was to come up with a trap that killed rats and could reset itself, but was also attractive. What we've done in this situation is we created a trap that resets itself. It's gas powered. It resets itself 24 times before you have to check it. And then on top of that, we created a lure that you only have to check every 6 months. So it just means that pest control is really efficient now. You can have top-of-the-line, 100% humane, non-toxic pest control in an area that you only have to check twice a year.
So yeah. This is like kind of huge if we want to get to, 2050 pest-free New Zealand.
Absolutely. It's pretty amazing. So, yeah, it just means that any one person can control, 12 times more area than they would be able to with a conventional method.
And can Joe Blow citizen get involved with these traps, or is it in kind of a testing new phase still?
No, absolutely. So we've got we're just seeing community groups popping up all over the country, people doing backyard trapping, urban trapping, people are trapping their local reserves, and then community groups taking on huge tracts of bush in Dock Estate as well. So it's pretty incredible what's happening. So anyone can get involved right across the country, and the more projects that people care about and want to establish means we just get closer to that 2050 goal. It's just everyone's putting their little piece of the puzzle into the map in New Zealand, and we're getting more of that map filled in, which is pretty exciting.
And so how do we get our hands on one of these little traps? I feel like I'm almost like a DJ trying to like get some, you know, like giveaways, and the next caller we get three traps going. First texter in.
Well, if you want to do that, let me know.
But we could organise something.
For sure. And I guess the easiest way to do that is to go to www.goodnature.co.nz, or to give our customer care team a call. Yeah, that's probably the easiest way to do it. Otherwise, you can go into your local local sort of farmlands, PGG Wrightsons, Hunting and Fishing, those sort of stores, and they're all stocked in there also.
Oh, so you guys are kind of you've hit the market already. You're out there doing things.
Oh, absolutely. We're worldwide at the moment. So we've got projects in Hawaii, America, right throughout the UK, Scandinavia, throughout Asia as well, in the Pacific. So yeah, we're tailoring traps for all sorts of scenarios, all sorts of really nasty pest species worldwide. So we've got things for, say, mink in Scandinavia and mongoose in Hawaii and an invasive squirrel species in the UK. So, yeah.
There's pests basically on every single part of the globe.
We're great at spreading pests, aren't we? Human beings, we're amazing at having great ideas and then having to come back and do the tidy up work afterwards.
Yeah, that was the classic one, eh? Like, it was, oh, we brought some pests over accidentally. Let's bring more pests in to get the pests. But then that didn't quite work out so well.
Hey, it's great logic, eh? And I'm sure our ancestors did the best job they could with the information they had available. And that's what we're trying to do also, is create the best scenario we can with the information available, but also try and develop this hardware as we do have more information available. So we've got a 35 person strong company, and a third of that's research and development. So we're trying to push the game forward.
Yeah, how is the our kind of New Zealand conservation going? Like, especially in terms of these frogs.
Yeah, well, there's New Zealand conservation, especially in this political environment, just going from strength to strength. Really, we've got projects around pretty much all our critically endangered species at the moment. But the place that I see major growth is that Joe Bogg's New Zealanders are just. It's really topical at the moment. People are passionate. People are keen to do their bit for conservation. And they're setting up backyard trapping projects. And that's the way of the future, really.
Yeah, the kind of citizen, I don't know, getting involved. And that's how, like, kind of real change happens, when everyone gets involved.
And it's awesome as well. You know, we're seeing grandparents and parents teaching their kids, you know, in the bush about their own country, you know. And so it's getting children... off devices, or even using devices such as GPSs or even phones and the new app in the field, which engages them, but it also connects them to the whenua, you know. So it's
it's creating great
New Zealanders, really.
That was the Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihe Modi Order.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.